Yeah, once you keep the refrigerators and freezers on and you've got a furnace blower motor, you know, you got a sump pump, you got that. Once you got those things, everything else after that becomes a luxury. Now, I consider having my internet in my workstation, you know, my area, and then my wife's entertainment area lit to be kind of, that's not a big tax, but getting those lit was kind of important, that, you know, just sitting around staring at the ceiling. So that's what I do, and, you know, no air. I live without that, and we were up till now living without, like, coffee, and we percolated, so it was kind of fun. Like, oh, look, we're going camping. Let's perch some coffee. But this new one should be able to run the microwave and, you know, make coffee and stuff like that. So I might even try the air on it just to see. I'll have to get a soft start for it, but be interesting to see if I could, if I needed to, or if I wanted to. Ah, well. And 3K, yeah, 3K I'll do, you know, pretty much that. And you can get a nice closed frame inverter Honda for a fortune, but, you know, they're quiet, power's really clean, and that'll run your pump, your fridge, you know, all the furnace blower motor if you have it wired in. That's why a little load side panel is really nice, because, you know, you just got one cord to jack it in, usually on the outside of the house, and then you just go, you know, click, 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 and click those three critical circuits in. So, pretty easy. I've got a six circuit one that is now surplus to my needs, if you're interested.